Welcome to the Dietitian Values Podcast, a space for conversations that go beyond lip speak, challenge the status quo, and hopefully create a space where we can learn and unlearn in connection and community. Join me, Laura Jean, accredited practicing dietitian, as I brain dump my thoughts, chat with insightful guests, and create a space where we'll probably end up with more questions than answers, but also a space for encouraging and inspiring accountable action. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Dietitian Values Podcast. Today, I want to talk about the vibe that's going on currently. And I want to pose a question to you, which if you saw the title of the podcast is What If You Didn't Go Back? So basically, I've been noticing, and perhaps you have for yourself or even the humans you work with or just the humans you're in connection with in your day-to-day life and also your online life, that there's this real feeling of flatness, of overwhelm, of, I don't know that it's necessarily full burnout, although for many people it might be, but almost like that on the edge of it. And I actually brought this up in a couple of places. I brought up with some colleagues as I've chatted to them, but also within a business community I'm part of with Shante Cofield, and was asking her because she works with heaps of other coaches and people around, you know, has a bit of a finger on the pulse. So I was asking what she was kind of noticing. And she really iterated what I was feeling of that real kind of overwhelm. And something that she really wrapped words around for me, which I think was helpful. And I'll actually link to her podcast in the show notes because I was listening to that today as well, which clarified a few more of my thoughts around the kind of boomerang of pandemic times. And so, you know, we were all going along with life as we knew it, and then we had this kind of pause, this great pause or this opportunity to reflect, to recalibrate. For many people, it was a really shit time, and for many of us it was both, both shit and also had opportunities or had that kind of space that we'd perhaps never had before. Now, I'm have talked about pausing before. I'm a big fan of it. And I'll link to the show, the episode I did around the power of the pause, because I really do think it's powerful. And I feel like that the time over the last few years has given some people, and again, not everyone, the opportunity to really pause and really think about what's happening or what's been happening. And now things are kind of going back, right? Things are potentially. And so my question that I wanted to pose to you today as a reflection point, as just something to sit with, is what if you didn't go back? And early in the pandemic times, Sonia Renee Taylor shared these excellent thoughts around, because I think there was this craving of everyone wanting to go back to normal when it felt really super uncomfortable, when people weren't really sure what was happening. Sonia Renee Taylor shared, and you may have seen this quote, we will not go back to normal. Normal never was. Our pre-corona existence was not normal, other than we normalized greed, inequity, exhaustion, depletion, extraction, disconnection, confusion, rage, hoarding, hate, and lack. We should not long to return, my friends. We are being given the opportunity to stitch a new garment, one that fits all of humanity and nature. And so that's what I wanted to kind of talk about. What if you didn't go back? What if you created or evolved into a new way, your way for going forward? And so sometimes when we're in this space of perhaps just getting pulled back into default mode, and I feel like that is potentially what people might be experiencing, being pulled back into like business as usual, status as quo, default mode, is to pause and to really look at a few things. Or there's a few ways you could kind of run this through your values filter or run this through a different lens for what is happening for you. So firstly, looking at, you know, connecting to how you feel in this moment, just pausing and slowing down, because again, it's really easy to get sucked into. And actually, another really good friend posted a great thing on Instagram today about being busy. And I'll link to that in the show notes. Surabhi, the passionate physio, she's a physio that I know from Canada, and she posted around busyness and what are we all being busy with? And I think this links into this feeling that we are having at the moment of kind of getting sucked back into the default and the status quo. So firstly, looking at why, like really connecting to how you're feeling, what you're experiencing and knowing that, and then taking that next step. Now what? What's going on? Why are you feeling that way? So I'm sharing some ideas, some hypotheses around why I think this is happening from my conversations and connection with people and looking at what's going on for you. Why are you feeling this way? If you don't know, then I would suggest pulling out your values and looking at other choices you're making. Are the ways you're showing up in your business, in your life, because your business is nested in your life, you know, they're not separate things. Are you showing up in a way that moves you towards your values? Who benefits in this situation or in this space that we find ourselves in of us going back or potentially feeling like we're being pulled back? And it's almost like it's not even like what it was before because now we have that awareness, right? So who benefits from this? Do you benefit? Or is it somebody else or is it something else? Is it aligned with your values and your values-driven way and dream that you have for your life? And I'll talk about that in a little bit. So firstly is really to build that awareness of what is. Maybe you're already there. You already know, yep, Laura, I get it. This is shit. I'm overwhelmed. I'm on the edge of burnout and I don't want it to be this way. It doesn't benefit me. So you're there. If you're not, take some time because having your own awareness versus just Laura said so, is really important for your own felt sense, that embodied sense of what you are experiencing and also how it might be different than my experience or somebody else's experience. So what's going on for you? When you're at that point or when you, and maybe you look at it all and it's all cool, all fine, no worries, you can stop listening if you like, or you can just share this with somebody else in your life who you know is overwhelmed. But I think there's an opportunity here when you have that awareness to look for opportunities and possibilities for this moment. Now, there's big picture stuff we can do, and as much as we want to, like, you know, burn it all down and start again, or maybe that's just me, that can feel big and overwhelming and almost then feels easier. The path of less resistance becomes continuing with the status quo. And I want nothing less than that for you. Continuing with the status quo that is making you feel overwhelmed, on the edge of burnt out, under-resourced, understaffed. I shared a meme on Instagram the other day, of somebody sharing, you know, I feel understaffed. And many people resonated with that. So if that's how you're feeling, rather than continuing with the status quo or feeling like it's all too big to change things, I'd really love to invite you to just look at in this moment. Maybe it's this actual literal moment while you're listening to this podcast. Maybe it's today. Maybe it's this week. Maybe it's where are the opportunities this month? Where are the opportunities? And you might want to grab out a pen and paper, or if you're driving, you know, come back to this later to jot these down. So where are the opportunities to pause, to slow things down? And as much as we can kind of have resistance to the slowing and stopping, because again, the last few years have felt a little bit like kind of being stuck, being in limbo, where we have been forced to pause, where we've been forced to stop, forced to slow down. And that can mean that we then can almost feel like a rebellion to wanting to slow down and pause, almost like the whole idea of, well, when we're being forced to do something, it doesn't always feel like that aligns. And I would like to plant a seed for you to get curious about the opportunities for doing that and what those opportunities might offer you that perhaps when you're forced to do so isn't always the same. So if you feel any resistance to that idea of pausing or slowing down or resting, I'd encourage you to get curious around what's going on for you there. It might be a little bit of backlash about from the last few years where we had no choice but to pause and slow and rest. Or it could be a bit of discomfort, because in pausing and slowing down and resting, we see and we connect to what is and we build our awareness. And sometimes that can feel uncomfortable. And maybe you're not ready for that, and that's okay too. And so you might pop that to the side and perhaps look for opportunities to find joy. We don't always have to come at things from the bit that feels uncomfortable, as much as we have this whole idea of, you know, and there's rhetoric and people talking about, you know, suffering, and that through suffering and pain is the way we get to places. I don't necessarily hold that to be true at all times. Sometimes we can come at things from joyful ways, from ways of connection. So where are the opportunities in this moment right now, or the next moment, or maybe later today, maybe tomorrow, maybe during this week or month, to find joy, to cultivate joy and pleasure? And I mentioned Surabhi, my friend, the Passionate Physio, who I'm going to link to her stuff. She actually just released a calendar, a spring calendar around cultivating more joy and pleasure. So if you need some ideas, I mean, that would be a great idea to check that out. But for yourself, what, where are the opportunities to find joy, to find moments, whether it's little moments or big moments? And where are the opportunities to cultivate that in the very moment that we're in right now? Connection. Where is the opportunities to cultivate connection? Connection with yourself, connection with your values, or just connection to other people, connection with nature. You know, I know I talk about gardening, and probably we don't go more than about two episodes in a row where I don't reference gardening. But for me, getting out in nature in my garden is just a source of all the things: connection, joy, pausing, slowing down. It's like active rest for me. So sometimes the rest that I need is a nap. And sometimes it's just pottering in my garden. Sometimes when I need to rest and I don't want to be still, I potter in my garden. I wander around, I look, I plan, I dream, I smell things, I touch things, I pick things. And that's a really great way to connect, but it's also a really nice way to rest. That doesn't necessarily feel like still resting, which isn't always the rest we need, right? So how can you connect more to yourself? But if you find it hard to connect to yourself in this moment, again, you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling stretched, connect to nature. Connect to it in a way that works for you. Perhaps it's connecting to water. Perhaps it's connecting to a garden or a green space. Maybe it's just sitting outside, or connecting to nature through any way that works for you. Maybe it's house plants. You know, having plants inside, we can't always go out to nature depending on what's going on for us. So having ways you can connect to nature for you, you know, connecting to the changing when this podcast drops, we're just at the equinox. So spring for my friends in the northern hemisphere, autumn for us down here in the southern hemisphere, connecting to the passing of the seasons and the changing of the seasons. That's a great way to connect to nature and what's going on, connecting through, you know, what you eat, connecting through what you're doing. I mean, it's just about porridge season time for me, so that'll be a way of connecting to that change, connecting to what's happening right now. The more we connect, so much of what goes on around us that pulls us in these different directions, that gets us overwhelmed, is tools to disconnect us. They're all ways to disconnect us from ourselves, from each other, from the natural world around us, because that serves the purpose of the systems that we're all part of. The more we can bring back to that. It's the same for joy. It's the same for rest. All of these things, and hat tip to like all the writers, activists and scholars and creatives, particularly Black and Indigenous people who have been talking about this for a long time, that these actions and activities that are not revered by the system and the status quo, these are forms of resistance, and they're big resistance at a big level, but also just at a micro level for you in your day, as ways to come back to yourself, as ways to reconnect. And that is a real direct challenge to the status quo. So where are the opportunities to do that for yourself, to connect, to find joy, to rest, and to ground? And that might be literal grounding, so might be like, you know, going outside and putting your feet on the ground, or other ways that it helps you to ground within your values, ground within yourself, and ground in the things that are important to you. So I feel like that's a place to start, because it's easy for us to get, you know, this is shit, everything needs to be different, look at the and the problem feel too big. And so I'd really like you, if you are at this point, to really just consider this little mini step, toe dipping in the water kind of situation around this, of how you can look for the opportunities in this moment and the next and the micro. And then we can look then at the bigger picture, and we can consider that question, pardon me, of what if you created a new way and your way of moving forwards. And so where to from here? Sometimes we might need to take time, take a pause to actually get clear on that. Sometimes we might need rest. And often when we are at that overwhelmed, kind of burnt out state, having rest can be really important to give us space to actually look for those opportunities. And I know I mentioned that it might not feel that the kind of rest that keeps you still is what is helping at the moment. So like napping and sleeping, etc. But thinking that there are those other ways of rest, of reconnecting to what's important to you, things that fill you up, and things that move toward your way of being. So I mentioned the garden. Think about for you, what are things that feel restful, activities or actions that can feel restful that might not just be about stillness, that might have some action and activity in them. So you can think about that as a way to, I suppose, hold yourself, give yourself some space to consider these things, and also just to kind of top you up a little bit. Because if we're going to be looking at, okay, well, what do I want that's different? How do I want to move forward that's different? You do need space and time to get curious about that. Now, you might be someone who easily dreams into that, but for some people, being able to go from the very, like the moment that they're in, where they're pulled in all these different directions, to go into that next moment of, okay, what would I dream up that would be different for myself, can feel really hard. So a moment or an opportunity or a space to pause, to rest, to connect to those other things we just talked about, might be almost like a little launching pad, a way to kind of space to spring from. It's all of those things. I feel like if we use a garden reference, they nourish the soil, right? They nourish the ecosystem around you so that you can actually grow in the direction that you want, or you can go in the direction that you want. So if we're thinking of creating a new way forward, your way forward, as you can imagine, we need your values, right? So really getting clear on what are your values. Where do you want to start from? Where do you want to be going? And so getting clarity around your values. And if you haven't done that, I'll link to my episode on finding your values. It's a 3-part series. I'll link to number one. And then from that, and you might do either of these first. So you might start with values, or you might start with dreaming. What's your dream for your life? And I say life rather than business on purpose, because your business is nested in your life. Your business is a tool to live the life you want to be living. Your business isn't separate to, and it's not in competition to, your life. And again, I'll link to the episode I did on work-life balance and the BS of that. Lots of links today, which is kind of extending on that idea of business and life being nested, not separate or in opposition to each other. So what's your dream for your life? And unnested inside that can be your dream for your business as well. Close your eyes just for a minute. Not if you're driving, that wouldn't be safe. And maybe just jot this down for later. If you don't have the time or capacity, maybe you're chopping stuff up for dinner. It's not practical to close your eyes then either. If you were to design your life or design things, if money was no object, and let's be real, a lot of the reason that we're doing this is for money, not necessarily ours, but it can be for us, but also just because other people are looking to get it right, someone else's desire or need for money, as well as our own, because this is the system we live in. But let's just close our eyes for a moment when it's safe and think, if money was no object, how would you spend your day? What would you do next? When you turned off this podcast right now, what would be the next thing you do? If all that you had to prioritize was your joy, your connection, your pleasure, your rest, your needs, what would you choose to do? What would be next on the list? How would you spend your day? Maybe there wouldn't be a list. The list would get burnt. I don't know. But dream into it, thinking about it. What would you look like? And this was another thing I was listening to today was an interview with Adrienne Marie Brown and Mia Mingus around these kind of ideas. And one of the things they talked about was, you know, how we can dream into things when we kind of put the things that get us stuck in the system and stuck in the status quo, if we pop them to the side for a minute and we dreamed into what it would look like. Like, not many of us would dream into going to our jobs, right? Or hustling for things. What would you spend your day doing, your moments doing? What would be the actions and activities that you would take if you were looking at? And then if we bring it back to values and we're thinking about values, if you were living your values aligned life, like, what would that look like at the big picture, but just in the next moment? And if you follow Zeremet Sethi, I think that's how you say his name. He's a finance guy, and he talks about living your rich life. I'm pretty sure that's the thing he terms it. But so how would you live your rich life right now? Like, what are the things you would do? Because a lot of the times we put things off, right? And we see it with the humans we work with who put things off, put living their life off until they get to a certain kind of body, a certain kind of shape or look. And what if you didn't put off living your values aligned life, but you lived it right now in small ways or big ways? What are some things that are your values aligned life? Now, I've shared with you before, to give you a personal example, one of my ways I live my values aligned life is by spending my days in my garden and using my time when I can't be in my garden to do my work, as opposed to all of the hours that are garden-friendly hours being sucked up by my work. So that's just one example. So I'd really encourage you to think about what would your values aligned life. You know, another one of mine is my us coffee time every day, taking that time to rest and connect and nourish and ground. So I really encourage you to think about, if you were to just take action right now, or what are the really small ways, without changing anything really big, that you could start living your values aligned life? Your ways to create a new way, your way of moving forward. So that's what I wanted to leave you with today, or plant some seeds for. I'd be really keen to hear from you. How are you feeling in this moment? Does this resonate for you? And if you've got questions, comments, concerns, if I've missed something or missed the mark, I'm always here to hear from you and to continue the conversation. If you know somebody who needs to hear this conversation, if you've been having this conversation in real life with some humans or even online with people talking about this feeling and this resonates, then I would love for you to share it, because one of the ways that we share these ideas and we start doing things differently and ripples out is by having these conversations and by sharing them and by, you know, taking that action to move towards your way forward, your way of being the world that is now. Okay, so I'll leave you with that, and until next time, bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you and the time you've given to me. If you like what you heard, please share it with your dietitian besties and subscribe on your platform of choice. Want more like this? Come follow along and continue the convo on Instagram, where I hang out at Dietitian Values. I'm so grateful for you and the opportunity to connect. Have a good one. Catch you next time on the Dietitian Values Podcast. The Dietitian Values Podcast is recorded on the unceded lands of the Ngambri and Ngunnawal people. I pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.